It is a feeling, nothing more. That's an extraordinary feeling, if you don't mind me saying. How did you come to hold it? I asked. A member of our clan was a Jedi Knight. He was my uncle, in fact. And though his devotion to the Order usually kept him far from Rhodia, I saw him a few times when I was young. Of course, he was here on Jedi business. And, of course, the Jedi do not maintain their family ties. But I was told who he was, and even had occasion to meet him once or twice. He seemed to me the very personification of honor. I could relate to that feeling, because Ben Kenobi had affected me the same way. He was in my life for only a short time, yet he earned my trust and respect immediately. Even though, from a logical standpoint, I had little reason to trust a stranger. Now, meeting someone else who had personally known a Jedi Knight, I found it hard to hide my excitement. But instead of shouting, "No way! Tell me everything!" I carefully schooled my expression into a polite smile and said, "That's fascinating, Sunta. If you don't mind me asking, what was he like, apart from honorable?" "His name was Ha'ulik. He was a good pilot, or at least fairly proud of his skills. But he used to talk about another Jedi who could fly like no other, and his name also happened to be Skywalker. That's why that fleeting glimpse of a lightsaber piqued my interest. I don't suppose you had any relatives among the Jedi?"
My heart pumped faster. "Yes. My father was a Jedi who fought in the Clone Wars." Sunta blinked and tilted her head.
"A son of a Jedi Knight? I thought the Jedi weren't allowed such relationships."
That wrung an ironic half-grin out of me. "Guess I'm not allowed, then."
"It certainly explains the coincidence. It must have been your father of whom my uncle spoke. Apparently, this Skywalker saved his life at the Battle of Sedratis. They were swarmed by droid fighters, and my uncle's shields were depleted when Skywalker flew in between him and the next blast that would have killed him. Skywalker destroyed the immediate threat and gave Ha'ulik's shields a chance to recharge. They were eventually victorious that day, and I'm given to understand that they fought together on several occasions."
That was the first specific exploit of my father's career as a Jedi I'd ever heard. It was gratifying to hear of him saving the life of a friend. "Thank you for sharing that."
"Did your father survive the Clone Wars?" Sunta asked.
"No," I said, shaking my head. "He was betrayed by Darth Vader."
"I am sorry to hear. But how do you know that specifically?"
"I was told so by another Jedi, Obi-Wan Kenobi."
"Kenobi? I know that name. He came to Rhodia during the Clone Wars to help return a kidnapped child from another clan. Am I to understand he's still alive?"
For a moment, I felt my throat close up. But then I was able to say, "Not anymore. He died at the Battle of Yavin."
"Ah, so a Jedi was involved in the destruction of the Death Star. The Alliance's victory there makes much more sense now. The Jedi have a way of turning daunting tasks into routine ones."
I decided not to mention that I'd been the one who delivered the fatal shot to the exhaust port. Besides, Obi-Wan had helped me. "So, what happened to your uncle?" I asked.
"Like your father, he was betrayed. He was shot by clone troopers who were supposed to be on his side. He made it into his ship, recorded a brief message about what happened to him with his astromech, and gave it orders to bring him back here. He could not think of any place safer in the entire galaxy, which I thought was sad. This has never been a safe planet. But he was already dead when his ship landed. His wounds, too severe to survive the journey."
"That's terrible. I'm sorry," I said. "Did his astromech survive the trip?"
"Only in the physical sense. The clan wiped its memory to prevent it falling into the wrong hands and putting us at risk. We scuttled his ship and built my uncle a small tomb out in the jungle, not knowing what else to do."
"Oh, I don't suppose it would be... Well, look, Sunta, that was a lightsaber you saw on my belt. One left for me by my father. And I'd like to be a Jedi myself someday, if I can. If it's not rude of me to ask, do you think I could go pay my respects to your uncle?" The antennae on top of Sunta's head, they look like suction cups on short stalks, drew back in what I thought must be surprise. Or maybe it was shock and a certain sense of outrage. I'm not well schooled in Rhodian body language, and my shoulders tensed, bracing